Chinese pilot.
I can't believe your shrink ray worked. I'm so proud of you, but I'm so devastated at the same time. It's a mixture of emotions.
Oh, thanks,
you know?
Honey. I mean, the kids aren't going anywhere. We could go up and have some sexy time.
No, you're such a bad dad.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Can We Add Arnie? Much like a stubborn stain, we ain't going away.
Yep, no matter how much deadly poisonous chemicals you pour on us.
And we encourage a lot. We ain't going away.
If you mix chemicals, I hear that's really good at home.
Absolutely. Do it in an enclosed room, no windows being open.
Poor ventilation, best.
Oh, yeah.
We're
not going away.
Be over it on your hands and knees.
And even when you think you've got it all, you think it's gone away, you know it's still there. You'll always still see it, you know?
Just the faint outline of the Can We Add Arnie podcast.
Absolutely. Today, we are doing the movie Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Hello, Corey Sutton.
Alan Oldworth, hello to you.
Now, this movie, 1989.
Throwback.
Bit of a throwback. Starring Rick Moranis.
Did he ever do anything after
Ghostbusters?
This? Was he one of the...
He's a really interesting Hollywood story. Do you know his story?
No.
Oh, so he was like the guy. Like he was just like the perfect comedy guy. They used him for everything.
Really?
Yeah, man. There's so many movies that he did. Little Shop of Horrors. Like I said, Ghostbusters, he had a random, he was in that. There was so many different spots. This is a franchise. He was in a bunch of these movies. The Honey, I Did the Thing to the Kid movies. What?
I cut that, Ethan.
His wife gets cancer.
Okay, this isn't funny.
No, I know. And so he just goes, I'm going to raise my kids and leaves Hollywood.
Oh, wow.
Legitimately, that's his story.
That's a really nice story.
It's a story you don't hear too often, but that's exactly what happened. He literally was like, my wife's obviously, you know, gone through it and passed away. I'm going to raise my kids. And so that's what happened. Disappeared, just raises kids.
Wow.
Because you hear about these like Hollywood stars getting all this millions of dollars and whatever money he made. And it sounds like he just went, well, I can live off a normal wage from all the amount of money I've made from these movies. And then, that's essentially what happened. That's what they say online.
Okay.
But I do believe it.
That's a really wholesome story.
But this movie, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, 1989, I grew up on this.
Yeah.
This was like the thing. It was almost like into a phrase. Whenever you hear the term honey, you knew it was going to be like followed with, I blew up the kids. I shrunk the kids.
Yeah.
I disappointed the kids. That was just my family mainly. But.
Did you notice the bus in the film was also called Honey?
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not notice that.
Yeah, anyway, that's a little Easter egg for you, mate.
But we could add Arnie to this movie. No problem at all. Critics, 75%. Audience, 54%. I'm with the audience on this one. It's an average movie.
It's not great. The concept is fine.
I'm sure at the time it was pretty, interesting, 1989. The effects aren't mind-blowing, but they're pretty cool,
The effects are better than some things I've seen.
That's true.
Like, for 89.
Yeah, but Star Wars came out in 79.
I mean, if we're comparing, it's compared to Avatar, this film sucks.
That's all I wanted you to say. the plot's pretty simple. A failed inventor is trying to make something happen. It happens. And then everything goes to crap.
Yeah.
It's happened a million times before. It's the storyline for a lot of movies.
I don't even think I must have seen it when I was younger. I don't even remember it.
Yeah.
And obviously I've rewatched it now.
Should we, because obviously we've got a ton of areas we can add, Arnie, but should we draw a random character?
We need a character. Pull her out.
These are the suggestions that you have given us, by the way.
Actually, have you noticed that we haven't had any female characters we've had?
They know our strengths.
That's true.
All right. I've got a surgeon who hates washing his hands.
Oh, no. So he doesn't want to be sterile.
That's so gross. Oh. Anyway, let's do that. Synopsis, please, Corey.
Quirky inventor Wayne Zielinski.
Nailed it.
We'll start that one again, eh?
No. I think you just power through. Don't acknowledge it. You know what I mean?
Accidentally shrinks his and his neighbor's kids with a malfunctioning shrinking machine. Mm. The children, now tiny, must navigate a backyard that has become a jungle of dangers, including insects and a lawnmower. As the parents search frantically, the kids face trials that test their courage and teamwork, while Wayne races against time to return them to their normal size.
Or does he? Because It's funny, like, we did Mrs. Doubtfire the other week, and it was like, we didn't really talk about this in the episode, but at the start, he is a bit of a piece of crap dad.
Yep.
He's like, the kids should all have fun, and the mum's like working her butt off, and you're like, but as a kid, you go, I team up with the dad, because the dad's fun, but then as an adult, you're watching the movie, you're like, man, dad's a bit kind of light on. He could be doing a bit more. Watching this movie, this dad's a terrible person.
Yeah.
The kids are raising themselves.
Well, literally. And the mum is like at their, like, sounds like their marriage is on the rocks.
So on the rocks.
Like, she slept the night at her mum's house. That's never a good sign.
Never a good sign. And then he's like, trying to be an inventor, and he's like, it's all failing and stuff.
Bro, get a job.
Get a job. And then it all happens to the kids, and he's like, and they're freaking out and everything. And he goes, oh, I think we should just go to sleep.
He literally says, let's go to sleep. He gives up looking for them.
For a sleep.
After a few hours. Not days. Not weeks. A few hours. He's like, oh, I'm knackered.
I wouldn't be surprised if, like, he didn't even have, like, a useful purpose for the shrinking machine.
No, like, it was just to do it. It's like Jurassic Park all over again. We spent so long asking if we could. We never stopped to ask if we should.
Oh, hello. What's going on?
We got this shrinking machine.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And we put it on the kids, and they shrunk.
I want to add Arnie to so many different parts in this movie. I want him to be... The kids are shrunk down. We notice that there's the aunt they make friends with.
Yeah, what are the, Andy. Andy the aunt.
Auntie.
Oh, they call him Auntie.
Auntie. Well, I have subtitles on when I watch movies.
Oh.
Yeah, the closed captions. I have those on.
I didn't do that because I'm not blind.
Well, no, I like to just, because like, well, I know it was Auntie, not Andy, because of what seeing the captions.
Speaking of Auntie, we aren't an anti-blind people podcast.
Well, no, of
I know
course
that
not.
People might assume that
I'd love it if you stopped spreading that rumor, by the way. So we are going to add Arnie as the voice of Auntie because it doesn't have a voice. They just start trying to figure out what the ant's trying to say. It's a giant ant. The kids have been shrunk down. They're in the middle of a backyard.
Yep.
They are tiny. The ant appears to be like a horse size to them,
yep,
to the point where they can ride it, and they become friends with it, a little baby ant.
Are we there yet?
Oh, this is so hard. We got turned into the backyard, and what are we doing? We're so tiny.
I just want to get to the house already so we can get unshrunked.
I'm just doing the math here. So if we keep walking at the pace that we're walking, we should get there in relatively 14.8 days.
Oh, thanks, nerd.
Okay, that's not very helpful. It's true, but you are being a bit of a nerd.
I'm the bully.
Yeah, I can totally tell from that. You're totally 80s stereotype.
Do you hear that? No. Yeah, there's
the
definitely something coming here. Hey!
Oh, hey, hey!
Oh my God, what the hell is that?
It's an ant. It's a giant ant.
What are you? Hello, hey. We can talk because we're all the same size now.
Hey, I'm Nick.
Yeah, okay.
No, probably no, Russell.
No, I don't know what you are. I'll tell you what you are to me. You're my friends. Couple of friends in the backyard with me.
What? What's your name?
Well, you can call me whatever you want, pals.
How about we call this guy Auntie?
That's so clever. I love it, because I'm an ant, right?
Oh, you're stroking my ego, bro.
Yeah, because you're so funny.
Hey, you think that's funny?
Yeah.
Watch this. Let me take this kid's glasses.
Oh, my glasses. I can't see without my glasses.
Watch this. Snap.
Oh, no!
That's how we treat people with a vision impairment.
That's so cool. We're just a couple of jocks hanging out with each other. A couple of cool guys. You're like coughing over there. What are you coughing on?
You know what? This voice, I'm going to rest my voice for a bit.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to pass over to my older brother, who's far more normal.
Okay, why didn't you do that?
Hey, how are you going?
Hey.
It's me, Russ.
Yeah, you're a cool guy, too.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of cool, but I'm like kind of almost introspective.
And
you're an ant, hey?
Yeah, I'm an ant. I'm a baby ant.
Hey, so I kind of like, I've got the hearts for Amy Zelansky.
Yeah, wow.
Just need some advice, bro.
Yeah, okay. Well, here's my advice. As a creature that has only lived on this earth for about 7 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
You've seen a lot.
I've seen a lot of things. Let me tell you this. You gotta kiss the girl.
Just go in for it, eh?
And then you gotta do everything she asks. Work yourself to death. And then you work some more. And one day, if you're lucky, she might notice you. Then that's how you look after your queen. This is mainly ant perspective.
Bro, this is like...
Yeah, yeah.
You're talking about ant life.
Is that not your life?
I mean, it's a little different.
What are you going to do?
Well, see, we got this thing called a prom coming up.
A prom?
Okay, let me put this in ant terms.
Yeah, please.
The queen...
Yeah, yeah.
...is putting on a big party.
Yeah, cool. She would never do that. She's too busy popping out babies, but go on.
Well, in this scenario, they don't pop out the babies.
Yeah, yeah.
Until you kind of woo them, you kind of
I love
you're
it.
Getting it. So
yeah.
The queen's putting on.
We should probably be walking while we're talking, right? Let's keep walking.
Do you mind if we all just ride on you?
Yeah, sit on my back. I got plenty of room.
Oh,
get back
it's
there.
Quite comfy up here.
Except for you, nerd. You get to walk.
I mean, okay, that's fair, but okay.
Hey, Amy, come up ride with me at the front.
Yeah, why don't you guys get really close?
Oh,
hey, nice to meet you.
Oh, it's so nice to meet you, Auntie.
Yeah, you're like the queen, huh?
Oh, if you really think so.
That's what we were just saying. Me and this guy here was saying you're like the queen.
You were calling me
You're gonna pop out
queen?
All his kids.
What?
Never mind. Keep talking.
Bro.
No, keep talking. Sorry.
No, don't talk about the kids.
I think I blew it with you and Amy. I'm so sorry.
Why did you say that?
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. I'm just a dumb aunt.
I just want to take her to the prom.
Yeah, I get you, man. You're my bro.
Yeah, you are, bro.
Give me a fist bump on all six sides of my six arms. Oh, bloody nailed it.
Bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not going to talk about the fact that we're going to pop some kids into Amy.
No, no. Okay, yep, sure.
At some point.
Did you say pop some kids into Amy? Never mind.
Probably when we're of age.
Yeah, of course. Because
not a minute earlier.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, go on. But so you got to woo the girl.
Yeah, I was thinking, I know a great Lego brick. It's like, it's probably like 10 minutes down the road here.
Yeah, yeah.
Could you take us?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Let's get going,
we'll
man.
We'll go hang out at the Lego brick.
You want to go fast?
Oh, I'd love to go fast.
Good luck with the nerd catching up, am I right?
Oh, that sucks to be him, right?
Yeah, see you later, nerd.
You guys, wait up, you're laughing at
He's such a nerd.
He is such a nerd.
Such a nerd. It's sad when the aunt dies.
Yeah, it was actually.
Yeah.
But I was then also going, yeah, but it's a good lesson for the kids to learn about grief.
That's true.
I was actually thinking it would have been a great story arc for that bully kid.
Yeah.
Like if they actually had him magnifying ants at the start of the film, like setting him on fire. And then his story arc comes around to
him falling in love with
ants. And then he never burns them again.
That's true. But that's pretty dark at the start. But he is a jerk kid, so I wouldn't be surprised. I think it's implied that he probably... I might rewatch the movie. I guarantee he's got a magnifying glass sitting there.
When I was a kid, I used to belt ants with hammers.
Okay.
Just the one, actually. Just one hammer. One hammer, multiple
all
ants.
Right. No, I think we all feel uncomfortable now. Well, why?
My brother was there as well. He helped.
Two-man job. Cool. Anything else you want to get off your chest? Any neighborhood cats go missing in your hood?
Just ants.
Just ants?
We also had an ant farm.
Cool and normal.
What was it, my ant farm?
Yeah. Well, it was the aliens.
Aren't we all just in an ant farm, though, bro?
An alien ant farm.
Oh, okay. That was lost on me initially, and now I'm up to speed.
Are you okay, Annie? Anyway! Moving it forward to the next scene. Now, Rick Moranis in this, he plays the dad inventor. He is a douche. He is the worst dad in the world. We have kind of already established that. One of the main points where you kind of realize how douchey and terrible of a father he is the kids are missing. He figured out the neighbor's kids are missing. They're on the hunt. They've now figured out that the shrinking ray works.
Mm-hmm.
They have been shrunk, and they know they're somewhere in the backyard.
Yep.
So they kind of like got this device they've set up so they can look over. They look for like 4 hours, maybe 6 hours.
Yeah.
And then the mom is like, we got to keep looking. We got to keep finding. We got to keep looking. And he's like, I'm tired.
Bedtime.
I want to go to sleep.
I'm a sleepy boy.
So I would like to see Arnie in that situation as Rick Moranis in this character explaining to his wife why exactly he needs to go to sleep as opposed to saving his kids' lives.
I've been out here for hours.
I'm so worried about the kids and the neighbors' kids have all gone. I can't believe your shrink ray worked. I'm so proud of you, but I'm so devastated at the same time. It's a mixture of emotions.
Oh, thanks,
you know?
Honey. I mean, we could go. I mean, the kids aren't going anywhere. We could go up and have some sexy time.
No, you're such a bad dad. You're such a bad dad.
Oh, I mean, that's really personal.
You neglect all of us all the time. All the time. And you've been working on that machine for so long, and now this is the moment where you have to stand up for your kids.
Honey, I'm an enigma. I created something that the world has never seen before.
At the cost of your children's lives. They're in the backyard somewhere.
Honey, they'll be fine.
You say that?
I've got my jeans.
What has your pants got to do with this?
No, you're so dumb, woman.
Oh,
I mean...
This seems about right.
I mean, honey.
Yeah?
I love you.
Why do you keep saying honey? Like it's like the start of the movie or something.
Honey, I shrunk the kids.
Yeah, well.
Honey, I love you.
Certainly shrinking my libido.
Honey, it's 11:30 p.m.
Yeah.
Let's go to bed.
But the kids are in the backyard right now. Don't you think that we should probably just keep looking on through? I'm sure you can invent a light to look down at the backyard.
Oh, yeah, because inventions grow on trees.
Oh, my goodness gracious me. You are killing me. The kids are out there, and I feel like, how am I going to get to sleep when the kids are still lost out there? They're probably so scared.
I wear you out. You got to sleep.
You're still trying to have sex with me, huh?
I mean, is there a chance?
Absolutely none.
Is it still on the table?
That never was on the table.
Oh, okay, well, I mean, I used the shrink ray on my
Dingle dangle.
You use the shrink ray on that?
I mean, that reversed it. It's a little bit larger.
Okay, that I'm coming around a little bit. All right, so I just feel like, shouldn't we be, like, looking for the kids? Aren't you concerned about the kids?
Okay.
Do you even know what happens if we find the kids? Have you been working on how you're going to blow up the kids, make them big?
I mean, it's just like I blow up my penis.
Oh, so it does work?
Yeah, I told
you. Show me the penis.
Two podcast episodes in a row.
I'm just curious. You said you're blowing it up. I want to know.
Okay, here
Show
we
me.
Go.
Nah, you haven't blown it up. That's the same size.
No, like, get
if anything, you maybe did shrink it a little
get
bit.
Get the ruler.
No.
No, get the ruler.
No, no.
Oh, come on.
No, I don't know.
Get the neighbor. No. They've seen it.
Hello? Hey, guys. Can I? Hello? Oh, hello, you guys home?
Yeah, neighbor.
Hey. Come on in. We're trying to. So the kids. Where are the kids?
Okay.
Where are the kids? Have you guys? You said you had a lead. You know where the kids are?
Yeah, it's a small lead.
That's not funny.
Okay, so
I don't get the joke. Are we? Where are the kids?
Here's the deal. Neighbor, good man.
Yeah.
I am inventor.
Yeah. I don't know. He's speaking like a weird scientist right now. God, I hate this guy.
Oh.
Yeah. Go on. Anyway.
Okay. So I invented a shrink ray.
Yeah.
And I shrunk the kids.
Okay, I don't know what that means, but yep. Oh, sorry. Honey.
You're not my honey. I shrunk our kids. Your kids.
My
kids. Your two boys.
What the hell?
My two kids.
And so where are they now?
They're in the backyard.
Okay, say if I believed that you... Oh, look, a mini couch. Oh, wow, you did really shrink these kids.
Yeah, huh. You see that couch?
Okay, so the kids
Remember
are... Where are the kids?
Well, they're in the grass somewhere. But it's like 11:35 at night.
You're going to go to bed.
I'm probably going to go to bed.
Why are you wearing a nightcap thing right now?
Because it's naughty time.
But aren't you worried about your kids?
I mean,
kids?
Are your kids crazy? Weren't you going camping? Look, this is camping.
No,
do you want me to shrink you? You can go down.
No. God, no. 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 I don't want to do that. How small? Is it cool?
It's pretty cool. I mean, I did it to my penis.
Show me.
Check it out.
Oh, wow, that is small. It's not much smaller. It's the same size, really. It's not much. It was already pretty small. All right, well, it looks smaller.
Okay, I got an idea.
Yep.
You go back to your house.
Yeah.
You go to sleep.
I am tired.
Have a little...
Okay.
Me and my wife, we go upstairs. Yep. We have a sleep.
Yep.
Wake up in the morning.
Reconvene.
Reconvene.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Fresh eyes, fresh mind. Yep. And we just go for it.
All right, cool. All right, well, it sounds like a good plan to me. Right. That sounds a horrible plan. It's a horrible plan. The kids are going to be out there all alone at nighttime.
Honey.
All right. Fine. We'll go upstairs and we'll go to sleep. And I'm not going to get much sleep because I'm going to be worried about the kids. Okay? And I assume you're going to be the same way as well.
No, I'm going to be pretty sleepy.
Yeah?
And
you are a piece of shit father. You really, really are a piece of shit father. Was there even a lock on the door where you had this shrinking ray that could have hurt the kids? Well, it did hurt the kids.
No, not lock.
You are such a bad dad.
Why would that lock is my house?
Yeah, you are a terrible father. I'm going to get some sleep, bud, because that is a good idea. Fresh eyes tomorrow morning. I'll see you then, okay?
We're not going to find him without fresh eyes.
Well, that's exactly. You need fresh eyes to see. All right, see you guys. I'm out of here. Bye. I can't believe you. I can't believe you. All right, we're going to go upstairs and have some sex or what?
Oh, she's come around.
Yeah, why not? Such a piece of shit dad. Almost, I want to see at the end, actually, of the entire movie, Arnold Schwarzenegger come in his family services.
Honey, you want me to get the door? I'll get the door. Hold on. Hey, hello. How are you?
Hey, I have no time for pleasantries right now. We need to talk about you. Is this you, Rick Moranis?
Yeah. No, this isn't Rick Moranis.
No, you're Rick Moranis. Okay, all right. Rick.
The name's Wayne Szalinski.
I don't care about character names right now. I got no time for this. I have plenty of reports right now that you are being a horrible father to your children.
Okay, well.
And I'm here to take your children
have
away.
You got an example?
Well, number one, you blew up the kids.
No, I didn't.
Oh, wait, no, that's number two. Number one, you shrunk the kids.
Yes.
Number two, you blew up the kids.
Correct.
Number three, you blew up the kids again.
Correct.
And then, not only that, you neglected the kids. You got the kids to do all their own cooking, which is terrible, by the way. Uh-huh. I've seen the reports.
Was that bad?
You're a bad husband.
I mean,
you're a bad, bad dog owner.
Did she tell you that? No.
You go to sleep when your kids are missing.
I got narcolepsy.
No, I don't believe that at all. That's a lie.
Well, it just happens every time between.
I know you're awake right now. This is a lie. No, I see your eyes open. Your eyes are open. I saw your eyes. You're winking.
Okay, you got
Don't
me.
Wink it.
Okay,
all right. Okay. You are a terrible father. I'm taking your kids away unless you can give me one good reason why you should keep them.
Okay, well, here's my really good idea.
Okay.
So I created
yep.
a shrink ray.
Okay.
But it does the opposite as well. It
blows them up. I know, I've got the report right here. You blew up the kids again. I see.
So I theoretically have solved world hunger.
Oh, go on.
Because we get this.
Oh, wow. Look at that dog bone.
You see the dog bone?
It's huge.
It's massive.
Yeah.
Now, what have you got there? Is that an apple?
Yeah.
Pass me that apple.
Okay.
Come with me. Watch this.
Whoa. That's a big apple.
That's a big apple. Like America. Like New York City.
That's so cool.
And so I was thinking that, you know, I solve world hunger. Therefore, it's okay
to blow up the kids.
If occasionally I shrink a kid, I blow up a kid.
Yeah.
You know, and
okay, so here's my thoughts right now. I hope you can make something big enough to fill the kid-shaped void in your life, because I'm still taking the kids. You're a piece of shit, Dad.
No. I got one more option.
Okay.
How big is your appendage?
No. It's a good size. It's pretty good. I don't want to
brag. But it could be bigger.
No, I don't think it would be good. It wouldn't be fair to the other sex if I made it any bigger. Trust me.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, I once spoke to a surgeon about this to talk about it. I'll take you back there. Okay, so what I'm thinking is, should it be bigger?
Well, I mean, it depends. What do you really need?
Well, I'm just thinking, my muscles are so big.
Well, do you mind if I have a look around?
Of course, have a look around.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you going to wash your hands?
No.
You're just going to get right in there, huh?
I mean, I was doing some gardening earlier.
I mean, you were a surgeon by trade.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You don't feel like maybe you should... No,
So did you go to surgeon school? Did you study?
No, I just know basic hygiene.
Yeah, okay, so sterile is a myth.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you that right now.
Hands smell funky?
No, well, yeah, because I was laying manure earlier at my house, and then I was like, oh, shoot, I got to come see that German idiot guy's penis.
Yeah, okay, I prefer not to be, well, it's Austrian, first of all, rude, and not that much of an idiot.
You all sound the same to me.
Okay, that's stereotypical. Anyway, so yeah, I was just curious, does it need to be bigger? Okay, look at it, maybe don't touch it.
Okay, well, let me have a look. I'll just go lift this up here. Yeah, it's pretty soft.
Yeah, well, this isn't doing it for me, is it?
For the race that you are, this is actually a pretty reasonable size.
Thank you.
Like, it's fine.
What's the race got to do? No, I'm leaving it alone. Nice try. Trying to bait me into that conversation. Not going to happen.
No, we'll go there.
No. Rather you didn't.
I would rather you
wash your hands.
No, well, I mean, I've only grabbed it with one hand.
Yeah, I know, but it smells. Your hands are gross.
Oh, man, I got an itchy butt. Hold on.
Oh, God. You know...
It's not cutting it. I got to go inside the underwear.
No, it's a deep scratch.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, under the nail, probably. Oh, God.
Anyway, that's better. Anyway, let me grab that other hand now.
Yeah, oh, God. So that's why I don't need a bigger penis, because he said it was fine.
So you're telling me that an unsterile doctor touched your penis?
Yeah, absolutely.
You actually might have some serious infections down there.
It has been itchy ever since.
Oh, itchy?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what if we get the shrink ray?
No, leave me alone. I'm taking the kids.
Hey, honey.
Yeah, yeah.
The kids are going.
You should probably get to sleep.
We probably got to go to bed.
God, you're a piece of shit. Well, that concludes another episode of Can We Add Arnie, where we just said what you were thinking.
We did. You all thought it. You just didn't have the guts to put it out there to the world, but we did.
Yeah, we certainly did. Rick Moranis, not the person. He's lovely, but his character in this is absolutely maybe one of the worst people in the world.
Well, how does he compare? Because we've done Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yep, that's Grandpa Joe is the worst.
Grandpa Joe or...
No, but Grandpa Joe is the actual worst. Like, just to be very clear, Grandpa Joe is still the biggest piece of crap in the world.
I didn't mean to bring up Grandpa Joe.
Yeah, well, you did. Okay, well, if you would like to help me forget Grandpa Joe and give us a positive review, there's a way to do that.
Yeah, you can write us a review on Apple Podcasts. That really helps us. Leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify or a comment, because you can comment on Spotify now.
You can.
You can follow and like our stuff on Instagram and TikTok. And finally, of course, please join the Can We Add Arnie Facebook group. You can give us suggestions of movies and characters you would like to see appear.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I got to go to bed, so.
Well, you talked me into it.